This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Astros have won 10 in a row. And Rich?
Ho-hum.
For the third... That's exactly right. Ho-hum, because for the third year in a row, and they got it out of the way early this year, we're not even to the middle of April or barely to the middle of April, third year in a row, a double-digit game winning streak.
Last year it was 12, which tied the franchise record. And so if you're counting, three more, and they'll have the longest winning streak in team history. And it's fun to watch them, and especially the way they're bashing. That Bregman little bat flip and trot last night was fun to see. That Springer crush job in the first inning was absolutely amazing. 448 feet. That was incredible.
Well, here are the scary things going on right now with the Astros, if you're the rest of the American League. And the National League, too, because we've got you on notice as well, National League. These are the scary things going on right now for the rest of baseball, Rich. Is, I said it yesterday, the back end of the bullpen, Presley and Osuna and what they're doing, really, really scary. To me, the scariest thing, other than the offense, which we'll get into in a second, that Colin McHugh has put himself into this club that it felt like the whole rotation was in early last year. He was not part of that rotation. He was a component of the bullpen. But remember last year, the conversations you and I were having in April, May, and June, when nobody was missing starts, nobody was injured yet. We were having conversations that, hey, statistically, this is maybe the best starting five, the best starting rotation in the history of the game. Multiple guys with ERAs under two. Colin McHugh, with his performance last night, now has an ERA under two. He's got a wicked slider. And he's made Dallas Keuchel a complete afterthought as the number three starter in this rotation.
We know that Verlander and Cole are legitimate aces. He's pitching like they've got a third ace on this pitching staff. It's early. I understand that. I loved what Julia Morales told us yesterday on the show when she came on from AT&T Sportsnet to talk about the start of this ball club. She joined us live from Oakland. The conversation's on our website, sportsradio610.com. She pointed out that, in her opinion, Colin McHugh might not have thought of his move to the bullpen last year as ideal, that he has been a starter for almost his entire career. He didn't make a single start last year. He had 50-plus appearances out of the bullpen. Given the opportunity to jump back in the rotation this year, she implied, and I love it, that Colin McHugh may have something to prove in 2019, that you're damn right I'm one of the top five starting pitchers in this organization. Hold my beer.
Well, here's the thing, is he wasn't one of the top five when they broke camp last year.
No.
So you had Verlander, Cole, Morton, Keuchel, and McCullers, and that was a healthy five all the way up to the All-Star break. Well, then by the time you get to the All-Star break and Lance McCullers is dealing with his stuff, Charlie Morton started dealing with some things here and there, once you got to that part of the season, as it turned out, Colin McHugh was a pretty damn valuable piece of the bullpen.
He was.
He went from being a mop-up guy to a guy that you needed to throw out there at times as a setup guy or in the late innings to get out of some high leverage situations. So whereas early in the year, I think it was just the pecking order. Honestly, by the time you get to July, August, and September, in a way, it's kind of a compliment that they're not shuffling him around because they kind of needed him back there at the back end of the bullpen. You mentioned Julia Morales on with us yesterday, the field reporter for the Astros on AT&T Sportsnet. Here is Julia Morales on Colin McHugh.
This year, that slider that's newer to him, that was so good for him out of the bullpen last year, adding that to a good curveball and it's like he's got weapons for both righties and lefties now, so it doesn't matter who's coming at him. The way he attacked Judge in that last start, you might remember the three strikeouts. Judge knew the slider was coming. He knew it was coming. He got 17 of them and had no shot. And that was one of the most impressive things I've seen in a while. From a guy like Colin, who obviously, like I said, had the one good breaking ball for so long, but you knew that maybe you could like put up a good at bat against him. And just because he doesn't have something so hard that's going to get by you, it's not like that anymore.
That was Julie Morales. You can get the whole interview up on sportsradio610.com. McHugh's been unbelievable for this team this year. He's been a great number three starter for this team. Wade Miley's done what he needs to do as the number four. They haven't had to put Peacock out there recently just because of the way the schedule's worked out. And they have another off day tomorrow. Miley's going to go tonight, so you'll get Verlander
right
on Friday.
And, Sean, I knock on wood when I say this, but Altuve, Correa, and Springer could not look healthier.
Well,
and those are all guys who were dealing with stuff last year down the stretch that absolutely impacted their performances. And they're just, you know, they're free-stroking out there, to employ a basketball term.
Free-stroking. I like that.
That's what it feels like. That's these guys good. Are free and easy out there.
Yeah, a little free-stroking. That's the third component of this buzzsaw that I wanted to point out, Rich. Just some numbers here real quick. Because you've got the starting rotation, which appears fine. You've got the back end of the bullpen, which appears great. The top six guys in this lineup, Springer, Altuve, Bregman, Brantley, Correa, and Gurriel. Here are the OPSs for each of those six guys. Keep in mind, these are their OPSs in a season where, granted, we're only 17 games in, so we're about a tenth of the way through the season. But half of that small chunk of the season, a little less than half, was the team collectively getting out of first gear. Like,
right.
These numbers I'm about to read to you include those first two series where they went 2-5 and couldn't hit to save their lives.
Their offense was kind of dormant for the first week.
Here are the OPSs for those six guys. Now, keep in mind, anything over 800 is really good. You get into 900 and 1,000, you're talking about elite-level OPS. Springer, 861. Altuve, 1050.
Yikes.
Bregman, 869. Brantley's the runt of the group, 795. Correa, 873, which is great to see. And Gurriel, 835. Their top six guys in the lineup, Rich, I mean, I'm just doing the quick math, just kind of glancing at this.
That's the core six. That's the core of this team.
Right. The average, yeah, offensively, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah, the average OPS among those six guys, if you just kind of do the quick back of the napkin math, is like 875, between 875 and 900 somewhere. Average for those six guys at the top of the lineup. If you're baseball, I mean, like 90% of the league should just be like, all right, we give up. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, throw in the
There's
fact,
no weakness on this team.
Throw in the fact that guys like Mariznick and Chirinos and Kemp have also had,
moments.
Each of them have had moments. They've contributed to this 10-game winning streak and have been a part of the success over the last couple of weeks. So, yeah, I mean, the core six has been outstanding, but they've gotten great support as well outside that core six.
At Oakland and then a day off tomorrow, I'm for an early season series, I'm pretty excited about this Rangers series, Rich, because the Astros are humming now. They're hitting on all cylinders.
Yeah.
And they're going to get Verlander, Cole, and McHugh 1, 2, and 3 in those series with the Astros hitting now. I like a little early season revenge.
Yeah, you win tonight. You're in pretty good position to, in Arlington, the best place possible to do something like this, establish the longest winning streak in franchise history.
Yep, absolutely. All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.